The Wake Up Song and the You Bastard Sight of the Day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to the Morning Sickness. My name's John. There's Brady. Brett. Big Dick Toledo. It's 5:45. And we're off and running. Hey, man. It's 4:20, man.
Yeah.
4:20, Brett. Brett's going out later today. You got a 4:20 thing to do.
Yep. I'll be over at Jab's Smoke Shop. On the west side.
Jabs. Isn't that a female boxing place?
No, it's, well.
Jabs?
Yeah.
No kidding. That's J-A-B-Z. What they used to call
it. Yeah.
That lady boxing store.
Don't dab without jabs. That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying.
Look, I am, this is the year for me to try to reestablish a new mindset towards the 420 thing. Because here's how I see 420. I see 420 as the pothead's version of your mother's dance like no one's watching signs or no cussing, no fussing, no back talking. It's so cliche. And like all the potheads start with all like that. Don't dabs without jabs. Like they all have a saying, and it's 420, man. It's 420 somewhere. Well, no, it's not. It's the beer
wake
guys.
And bake.
Yeah, wake and bake. All the terms come out and it's legal now. So it's not a, okay. Like, I kind of got it a little bit better when it was all illegal, but the reason it stayed illegal for so long was because dreadlocked white kids were out there playing with those sticks that they juggled
with. Hacky sacks.
And hacky sacking and telling everybody the benefits, medical marijuana. Like, there's nothing wrong with you. Stop, doctor idiot. And you're ruining it for yourself. And I've said for years you need a presentable 50-something-year-old man in a suit telling people this is what weed does and – like, he has to look good. You can't go down to MCC's courtyard and start going, well, what's 420? What he goes, man, the whole genesis of the entire operation comes from San Rafael, California, man. It's like, you're not going to convince old people to go to the polls and say, we want these kids high all the time. So well, the 420 thing has always been a pushback to me that it always makes you look like you're too excited over something that you keep saying is no big deal.
I think that theory might have jumped the shark a little bit.
Oh. Mine? Completely.
Yeah, because they just had a new survey and they found majority of Americans now saying they're down to try different weed products. 52%
sure.
say they want to try or keep using different products. 44% aren't interested and 4% didn't want to say. But that's...
But if I told you a million times, Brady, Diet Dr. Pepper should be legal, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. And then, like, every May 3rd, I lost my mind.
Your Diet Dr. Pepper day.
Diet Dr. Pepper, man. I got some. It's like, I thought this was no big deal. No way, man. The greatest thing. Like, you're too excited. There's something more to this than your whole no big deal argument. It's nothing, man. You guys get way too pumped about it. And I tried to be a pothead for just a little while. I'm no good at it. I gave it a run for... I don't know, give it a good solid 8 months, I think. I was trying gummies. I was smoking vapes. I tried lighting up. I was just terrible at it. I'd get high. I felt like my thumbs were on the wrong hands, and I started to feel like kind of dizzy, and I'd be like, I don't like this. There's nothing quality about it. You don't do it right.
You wouldn't sleep?
Sleep was immediate in a few of them. Like they'd say, well, you need sativa. You need to, and everybody had an answer. And everything made me sleepier than
Purple Urkel, man.
It really is an overrated thing. Well, but, if you enjoy it, it's whatever. So I like some people like IPA. Some people like stout. Same deal. Like, you've got a whole bunch of different kinds. But if I was that crazy about, like, how much IPA meant to me, that I had stickers on my car, my clothes changed, I started to grow my hair out like the guy who brews it, I got to figure that, like, mentally there's something really not – like, you're pushing too hard for something that's like, I can see where somebody with cocaine is like totally pumped about it because it's crazy.
You don't see too many
and you can't
cocaine
have
shirts.
Like no, you branding. Don't see a lot of dudes go, man, this is the greatest thing I've ever had. Like heroin is supposed to be a phenomenal thing for being high, not necessarily like a great, lifestyle. And I think the lifestyle does outweigh, the fun. Involved.
Well, didn't Larry try to kill you one time?
Yeah, and Larry did try to kill me once with pot, which was horrifying. I was in the hospital for it. I went to the hospital high because Larry gave me – I'd never done anything like what he did. And he's like, this is called the keef. I'm like, I don't know what anything is happening. Like, we put it in a 6-foot bong and let's go breathe, man. And I'm like, oh, no, the terminology. There's nothing worse than the terminology from a pothead. We'll go breathe, bro. I'm going to the garage, and it's like a forest fire in there.
Oh, yeah.
Smoke everywhere.
It's like opening the Volkswagen bus door in Fast Times at Ridgemont High when you open his garage. It's insane.
I thought Larry had a dry ice machine going in his garage. I'm like, where is all this coming from? The keef is on top of the bud and the bub. Like, okay. You're harshing it. I'm like, what is going on? Why are you speaking a different language? Like a minute ago, you asked me if I wanted pretzels and a Coke, and now there's like seven or eight things I'm doing that I don't even understand. So it's just pot. But there is way, there's a, you know, like 420, go nuts, have fun, have your little holiday. But you won. You guys won. Not until we're allowed to smoke in the road. Okay, well, go stand on the road and smoke, because I don't think anybody's going to stop you. I don't think cops are out to do it anymore. I don't think they care. Now.
Well, the folks that have the license.
Sure, they're
appreciate
thrilled.
The day.
Here's the thing about 420 that I think should be happening. Take this day to start trying to get people who have drug convictions or have been jailed at all for weed and fight to get those things pushed back, to get them stricken from their records. I know people who've got like weed problems in their history. And like 420 could be that moment where you guys actually responsibly do something for the movement of pot instead of standing in a parking lot playing hacky sack, growing your dreads, and talking about, oh, man, I got a leaf in the back of my Hyundai. Ah, it's a sticker. And you would think I was silly if I had a Ballast Point IPA sticker on the back of my car that took up the whole window. It's like, that dude likes that way too much. Like, it's easy to get. It's the same way I feel about those eating shows, not the cooking shows, the eating shows, where people just eat on TV. It's not hard to get food, so I don't understand the excitement behind like watching someone else eat. Africa, different. If Guy Fieri's show was on in Africa, it would be like The Wizard of Oz. It's a dreamscape. How is he getting all this stuff? And it's like dynasty to them to watch Guy Fieri. It's like, he's the richest man in the world. I'll never live this lifestyle. Like, the guy eats every day? Unheard of. That's the thing. Like, but this pot, and oh, I don't understand. Like, it's so simple to get now that it's... But congratulations, and enjoy your 420. But settle down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, but it's no different from anything on. I mean, your favorite band.
Unless you had a full day of it. Like, it's just this whole celebration of a day, and your favorite band is like gives you things constantly. You know.
Well, yeah, you don't have an Alice in Chains day or
right, yeah.
Soundgarden day
right.
or something.
Right, and it's again, it's not illegal. It's easy to get. You'd look a little foolish if I came in and I'm like, hey, guys, and I got black and gold paint on. Steeler Day! It's like, what is wrong with you? You can wear the jersey and support the team and all that. You're fine. But, you know, Dom downstairs, who loves Tom Brady so much, he advertises for him. He's got TB12 all over the back of his car, not realizing that's a product that he's selling.
Yeah.
And he's like an Amway salesman. He's like a Jury salesman. He's got TB12 on the back of his brand new car. He went out and bought a brand new car. And in the whole back window, gigantic TB12 sticker. And I'm like, wow, that's too much love for a thing. He's got, and Dom goes overboard. He's got the Corey Taylor tattoo on his leg.
Oh, yeah.
There's a few things that he's done that are kind of 420-like. But I don't know. There's a lot of things that you can just get for nothing. And Brady
to have a Dixon tattoo.
If he doesn't already, I'd be shocked.
Yeah. How stereotypical would it be for you to have a giant sticker on the back of your Lincoln Outback of just ribs?
A tomahawk steak.
steak. People would look at you and just go, typical loser. And that's what
I
happens.
I only did that on the – but that was advertising a product.
That's different. Yeah. That was for – and your business.
Yeah.
So it made sense. But if you weren't – like, look, none of these podcasts
have a dispensary. I like that idea, though.
No,
tomahawk ribeye.
You put a tomahawk ribeye sticker on the back of your car, you're a cliche. You're no different than the weed guy who's got the big leaf on the back of his Pontiac. It's just weird to me. But I have fun, do the thing. It's just I've always said it. Settle down about it, and people will not see you as such a weirdo. Yeah, yeah. The guy
said
we
have many. You think there's some hacky sacking going on today?
Loads of it. It's their day to hacky. More importantly,
it's their Cinco de Mayo.
Those weird sticks. Yeah, it's Cinco de Mayo with loads of people you just don't want to be in a room with.
There you go, Brady.
I found it for you. Tomahawk steak sticker for your car.
Or we can do
that might be the saddest thing I've ever seen, that if the fact that it exists.
Or you can get a T-bone or
my sweet Jesus, you have heart disease. You have heart disease. I got a sticker of a tomahawk steak on the back
of my
car.
I like the crossing meat tenderizer hammers.
You most certainly are killing yourself slowly on purpose. And you're ignoring all the warning signs. That said, order like 10 of those because Brady's birthday is going to be loaded with steak stickers. Stickers celebrating food. In a country that is just, we have Supermarket Sweep. Have you ever watched that show? Supermarket Sweep.
I've seen about 5 minutes of it where they
build
go through
a fake grocery store. And I don't know if the food's real or not, but they've got fake groceries all over the place. And the people go and get the stuff, and they're running back and forth in the cart. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure everything but the vegetables are real. Like these boxes of cereal. Like, then just, all right, we'll just throw all that out. Thanks, everybody, for playing. Bye, Africa. We have fake stores. We have so much food.
Doesn't Guy Fieri do that one, too?
They were filming the one. It was like Supermarket Sweepstakes. Out front of the
Guy's grocery game.
Oh, that's
I forgot. There's multiple.
But he popped
fake
in on this show that weekend. It was being filmed out front of the Bash's on Higley and Elliott.
Oh, really?
And they had the studio outside in the parking lot, and I guess the contestants would run in the store and then come back out to the studio. I don't know how it worked, but they were filming that week. Yeah, it was kind of like on the road, and evidently Gee stopped by for a couple of the little celebrity.
You didn't roll over?
No.
Why do you follow that? How do you know that?
Well, because I drive by that intersection every day. There are set up for the weekend.
You pay attention to what's going on?
Yeah, it's pretty easy
get
to see.
Get a mistake sticker.
Yeah, see what's going on in the old grocery store.
They're in the way of the carnival that usually goes on in the spring and fall.
Grocery store goings on are not interesting to me at all.
Well, what's happening out there? The old Safeway.
The same thing that's there every day. Food's for sale. That's all. They provide nothing else. It shouldn't
be the new Fry's Marketplace.
Shouldn't be a party. Shouldn't be a party. It's a place where you go get sustenance and you leave. That's it. It is a thing. But I just, it would be, like celebrating ocean water. Look what I've got, a cup of ocean water. I'm like, how hard was that to get? That's nothing.
There's another sticker for you.
Oh.
It's the cow with everything. There's your cuts. There's your chuck, your brisket.
You know what's sad? That's kind of an adorable cartoon cow.
That looks like a dairy cow.
He's cute.
Almost.
Well, and you're going to dig right into it.
You would eat a dairy cow.
If I had to,
If you had to.
Oh, we can personalize
it, was available. If you had to. If somebody said, hey, I slaughtered a dairy cow and I got chunks of stuff. You want some?
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know that I cut it right. It's just wads of dairy cow in my freezer.
You got it.
Yeah. I just got a text from a police officer.
Uh-oh.
In all caps. Settle down, Wheaties. We don't give a anymore. You're not a badass. You're not evading the law. You're not doing anything in the shadows anymore. So stop acting like you're getting away with something. And
the man's not holding you down.
Yeah, nobody's holding you back anymore. No.
When I went to Vegas, you walking through the halls,
they're smoking.
You could just smell it coming out of rooms.
Cops don't have time for it anymore. They don't care.
We got to do something about
– it's done. You got a store in every corner now. I drive by this store on 16th and Glendale. I forget what it's called. Beautiful. It's got like a really nice paint on the outside, nice logos. And every day, it's like they're giving away free food. There's just people lined up 6 feet apart.
What's up, bro? Get some of that sunshine, man. Got to get some of that delicious Grateful Dread. All right.
Well, Chiba Hut should have a decent lunch today.
Oh, Chiba Hut's the best. The best part about it is, Brady, I'm surprised you're not a pothead because it increases appetite.
I am without the weed.
Yeah, you don't need the weed. Imagine imagine how Jabba you could get on weed.
I have.
You'd get Chiba Chew, get those little Rice Krispie treats.
Oh, the Fruity Pebbles.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, you kind of
let alone the drunk eating. They also did a little thing on that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, you drunk eat so you don't throw up all over the place, and it doesn't always work. But Wheaties, I like you. You're fun people, except for on your days. And I don't ever want to be friends with anybody who's got a pot leaf sticker. Or, to be honest, a tomahawk steak sticker on the back of their windshield. Things that are really easy to ascertain should not be like this big celebration of because that just tells me you are a glutton. I mean, if it's me, it would be like having a sticker of me whacking off. Woo! Like, okay, dude, we get it. And it's really not hard for you to do that. You need to – let's not celebrate it too hard. But Wheaties, all I'm asking you to do is calm down today. If a news camera comes up to you to talk to you today, Wheatie, be a human being. Don't start
in. Is
that
possible?
No. I'm not sure,
Brett. You know,
Brett,
man.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
I'm telling you what.
And the last thing I need to hear in that voice ever again is, the medicinal purposes behind it. Like, you have no clue. You may have read that. You're not using it for your busted wrist. You know why everybody had the card to the weed shop? To get high. None of you did it for your I have
which
a tummy
made it tougher for people that actually
who,
have
the cancer strength, patients yeah. who actually needed like the yeah. pain relief. It's an amazing painkiller. And like, okay, you're doing it to watch heavy metal again. That's all. Which I watched yesterday.
Did you really?
No, it was great. God, well, because South Park did an episode where everybody was huffing cat piss. And they realized that the high from cat piss. And it scared everybody because it's like, well, that's we can't even make cat piss illegal. What are we going to do? And kids would just sit behind cats. They called it cheesing. And they would put a cat in a thing and then show them videos of other cats until it sprayed in their face. And then the hallucination was you got to be part of the movie Heavy Metal.
And nice.
So Kenny kept like – Kenny was addicted. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, Heavy Metal? I haven't seen that. So $13.99 to get Heavy Metal to rent it at home. And I'm like, you know what? I'm doing it. I forgot John Candy was the voice of the kid who gets laid on the twice. Nothing for 18 years. Now twice in one day. And he goes up and bones this girl two times. And
that was great the first time because it's like a naked cartoon. No oh, my idea. God.
Well, I remember watching. It was on a cable station. We had that microwave antenna that we stole from our last cable company that went out of business. My dad would aim it at things. I'd have to get up on the roof and we'd aim it at other people's houses because it would suck up.
We could relay the.
We hammered people with microwavable cancer rays and we would find your cable box or some sort of thing. We'd just push it and my dad would go, stop. And we get like two channels at a time. Well, we nailed somebody's house for a while there. And then we tried to aim it at South Mountain and it worked a little bit, but it was a cable thing. It shouldn't have picked up anything out of there, but we were dragging. This microwave thing was dangerous, and it hummed. And so we aimed it, and we got movie channels. And I remember at like 1 in the morning once, this cartoon comes on, and the very first little story is the cab driver. And that lady lays down in the back, and she's got blue panties on. I'm like, oh, cartoon panties. I didn't know anything about heavy metal. I was 10 years old. And then I just remember he bones her. And I mean, she sits up, she's in the full cowgirl position, and she's going, and I'm like, this might be the greatest thing television's ever offered me. And so, I felt funny. And I remember, I'm going to watch Heavy Metal if it's on every day for the rest of my life. And then I put a sticker on the back of my car that said Heavy Metal.
Yeah.
And I told people, it's Heavy Metal Day, man, because I was insane. Because you know why? I had the brain of a 9-year-old. So yeah, it registered with me as something I'd never seen before. Now I'm an adult and I realize heavy metal's available. Let's not go crazy. People think you're weird. So it was on yesterday. Pretty hilarious. The drawing is not good. The art is terrible. The music's good.
Yeah.
A bunch of great songs in it. But
yeah, I was trying to remember the soundtrack.
Oh, it's loaded.
Sammy Hagar.
Sammy Hagar. Stevie Nicks is in it. They got loads of people. But that's something you should do, Wheaties. Heavy metal. Please. And also, let's not forget, as Christopher, this is perfect. A man named Christopher Reichman just emailed me. He said, let's not forget it's Hitler's birthday as well. It's actually Reichman. It's true. It's Adolf Hitler's birthday. So let's celebrate that one like the weed heads do marijuana. Yeah. You got a swastika on the back of your car.
So we got Rammstein or Bob Marley for the wake-up song,
that's
or what?
Exactly. Back to back. For the first time ever, Rammstein and Marley together as we've always wanted them. Yeah. So just Wheaties. That's basically what I beg you today. If Emma Lockhart from Channel 3, adorable little Emma Lockhart, wanders over to you and says, what is it about 420 that may? It's just it's always been my dream to live in a society where The medicinal. Oh, God, if I hear the word medicinal coming out of Trevor's voice. Jeremy wouldn't do it. Jeremy won't put a pot sticker on the back of his car because he realizes it's stupid. I get my first beer is a Pabst Blue Ribbon, bro, so I got a 4-foot sticker on my vehicle.
Looks like the hottest celebrity woman, 420 with a 420 birthday.
Yeah.
On this list, Carmen Electra.
Carmen Electra's a 420 girl?
Yeah.
How does or she a Hitler nowadays?
Now? Pretty good.
She really? Held she
up.
Held up?
Out of all the Baywatch ladies, Carmen Electra probably held up the best.
Yeah.
She really did. Like, she was on that thing last year with the Bulls, that documentary in the summer last year of the last
Dance.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. Yeah, she looked
good. And, yeah, she still looked really good. And she's probably in her mid-50s, early 50s, I'm guessing.
And I think that was the premiere of that was yesterday or something. The first episode aired.
Last year?
Not too bad.
I believe they had a thing on Michael Jordan.
Yeah, probably about last April and May. Yeah, Carmen looks good. Yeah, she still looks really good. Those are pretty good pictures. And not too manufactured good. Like, she's not, like, all torn up looking. Maybe she's had some work, but I mean, she's definitely had some work.
There she is.
Looks like Chelsea Handler in that one.
Not bad,
but
though.
You know what? Early 50s.
You know what, mate?
You're parading that around pretty proudly.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to Miranda Kerr, she's a 420.
Miranda Kerr is a 420 as well?
Yeah.
How old is she now?
I don't know who Miranda Kerr is.
She's country.
49.
She's 49 today.
Yep.
Carmen and I are the same age. And you would never know that by looking at us. Because Carmen looks decent and I look like a wrinkled towel in a Wheaties bathroom.
Got to put it on the door, man. I tell my mom every day, man, that, you know, I'm 33 now. And I go upstairs and I tell my mom while she's making me a PB&J, the medicinal reasons marijuana is so important and the reason I don't have a job is because I'm fighting so hard for weed. And also, I think I'm going to be a gamer. Pretty sure I'm going to go pro. I'm playing a lot of Minecraft, bro. A lot of Minecraft. And the reason I don't have any money isn't because of weed.
I like the casual users. Like, I like the people that you didn't know smoked. You know,
I remember going over to I was in junior high, ninth grade. Go over to Katie Welsh's house, and we're over there hanging out upstairs into her parents' bedroom.
Weed
in the bathroom. Oh yeah,
fantastic.
Weed in the drawer.
Something great about that. There is
Dad's
something.
Owns a jewelry store. Mom's a lawyer.
Yeah, like I don't want to name names, but Jill downstairs hit me over the head when she's like, "Oh, I'm just 7-10 times a day
here." What?
Oh yeah, work.
No kidding.
If Jill's not at her desk, she's getting high.
Oh, man. Never would have guessed.
Of course. And it makes her like, there you go. Yeah. Like, you're like, she's
her
cool.
Grow house.
By the
sweet
way,
little Jill.
Our entire sales staff smokes weed. All of them. There isn't one. Everybody in this building except me and Brady and you, Brett. Yeah. Everybody. It is weird how much. It's like it was just this. Oh, my gosh. And now I'm not even like, yeah, of course you. There isn't anybody downstairs that isn't smoking pot.
Well, they have to try to sell Alt-AZ. I mean,
I mean. That's true. It's a good point.
A lot
now,
of headaches.
I will say this. Alt-AZ, the KDKB station, they're done with weed. They just do Molly and Ecstasy and pile up on
each
other.
That's true.
So, yeah. That's their job. But, yeah, KUPD, we're a bunch of non, for most part. Larry's terrible. He smokes more than anyone I've ever known. But Larry's a good pothead. Larry's not a celebratory pothead that starts in with all the stupid stuff. Like, Larry just smokes because he wants to smoke, and he doesn't like – he never talks medicinal purposes or, like, gives me statistics on crime. Oh,
he went through that stage 20 years ago.
Maybe. But that's – and then when no one wants to hear from you, when you're in your early 20s and you're telling people the statistics of crime, of alcohol versus – oh, shut up. I'd rather have a drunk beating me up and taking my money right now than listening to you tell me statistics from the crime lab.
Well, that's back when he was Uncle Friday, F-R-Y-D-Y.
Right. Larry was.
With red yarn and goat eyes.
Larry was busy with a bunch of other things.
God.
Yeah, you go downstairs and you find all these buttoned up people. It's like, hey, Weaver, what's going on?
Because I got high. Because I got high.
Bob.
Insane in the membrane.
Yeah. What's going on? Hey, Weaver, I need to talk to you.
Insane in the brain.
Wait till this song's over real quick.
We should start an all-weed station. Is that something the Alt-Lives is doing today?
I don't know.
Weedy music.
I would imagine they probably are.
Anyway. Just be cool about it.
I think they're doing Hitler's birthday.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me either.
Yeah, that'd fit real well over there.
The fact we remember Hitler's birthday just proof that dude made a mark. What other terrible human being on the planet do we remember their birthday? I mean, no, besides Jesus.
Come on.
Wow.
Woo.
Come on, that was fun. No, we don't have anybody. But Hitler, for some reason, people find that to be funny to remember. And, of course, Wheaties picked their big day to be Hitler's birthday, so it ties together.
The oldest celeb on 420 right now on this list, George Takei.
Ooh.
84.
Hello, young man.
Kidding.
You want to smoke some pot? And then maybe grab hold of Mike. Ooh. Boy.
Yeah, I just want to make the Wheaties kind of comfortable and let you know. No one wants to hear from you, but we do like that you enjoy something.
We could use this day,
yeah.
Though, with all the crap
sure.
that's going
oh,
on.
Oh, you got to start getting stoned because all the streets of major metropolitan areas are about to be full
It'll
of people
keep,
rioting.
Keep you indoors.
Yeah.
Or just hanging out outdoors.
Yeah. What? Who should really napping. Be behind this? I don't understand, like, from a marketing perspective, the people who should be behind this, Febreze. And citrus sprays. They should have a special today because so many potheads have ruined their parents' wallpaper, walls, bedroom sheets, pillows with poor people air fresheners.
Selling air fresheners and, yes. and towel snakes.
Yeah, towel snake. Well, you don't need those as much anymore.
I know.
You're not high
enough. I know.
But it like how many towels? How many of those decorative weird piss catching carpets that go around toilets are have been ruined by Wheaties? Smoking that filthy stink and then hosing it off with that generic orange spray. So now the whole basement that he lives in smells terrible. You should get decent like candles.
You know Wintermeyer's on the phone right now with Glade going, hey, man, I got a great idea
exactly.
for you.
Well, if Wintermeyer's not caked out of his mind already, he's one of our sales guys. They're all high. Yeah. Oh, there's another one that says, hey, by the way, here's a third anniversary. It's Columbine's anniversary.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, there's right. that. Oh, too. What a great day.
22
Maybe
years
we should
ago.
All get stoned to forget. But, yeah, I don't understand why the candle companies aren't like 420 special because you guys stink. Marlboro, man, I got cigarettes. I always wondered about that guy, too, the Marlboro stuff on the back of his car. I'm like, you're too happy about being a smoker. It's easy. All I have to do is ask the Indian behind the counter to get me a pack. It's not hard.
Interesting that one of the stories today is to the government is asking tobacco companies. To lower the menthol and other added nicotine and stuff.
To change up smokes?
Yeah. Wonder if they just happen to coincide with 420.
I don't know. It's a thing. But enjoy it. And Brett will be out today, and you'll be out banging at jabs.
Yeah, I'll be dabbing.
Dabbing at jabs. And inside, you'll see a bunch of middle-aged ladies fighting heavy bags, because that's what jabs used to be. I didn't know. Somebody's going to sue somebody. I didn't know jabs was the place you were going.
Yeah.
They just turned them all into pot stores.
I guess,
didn't
yeah,
even
I
change
know.
The name. Man, dab with jabs, bro.
67th Avenue and Bell.
Just scribble out the part where it says woman boxing. Somebody tried to talk me into going one of them jabs once. Like, you like boxing, right? I'm like, hey, you seen these new stores? That was when it first started. I said, I go to a guy named Pete Chavez at the time. He's a great trainer. He's still in town. And I'm like, I go to Pete. He used to be a boxer. He's like, oh, you need to try jabs. Like, it's full classes. It'll wear you out. I'm like, no kidding. I like boxing stuff, so I'm going to do this. So I went over to park in the parking lot and just was like, no. Because it's a bunch of ladies with pink gloves. And they're just walking in with their bag and a towel. And I'm like, you look at it. It's funny.
So it's like going Orange Theory or something?
Well, if you're a dude
if you're
there,
single,
yeah.
would it, no, still tough going in there?
They think you're a twink walking in or?
Let me say this. Slim pickings. And the word slim is not involved in any other description of said thing.
That's the rookie class.
Yeah, they're all rookie class. So, yeah, the first time I saw it, I was like. And so Pete moved out of his facility and Jabs moved in because Pete got a new place. So my trainer got it. And then the old place I used to go to turned into a Jabs. And there are some girls in there who know what they're doing, but most of them didn't. And they're going to break their wrists is what's going to happen. But Jabs is now a pot store. And I prefer it this way.
But isn't it true most of the time? Let alone the exercise, just throwing punches, even if you're not hitting anything, is a good workout.
It's a great workout. Yeah. Yeah, fighting at all. It's amazing to do for your body, but jabs.
I think a buddy of mine Buddy Chase just sent me the ultimate meat sticker. Oh, it's United States as a ribeye.
Oh, my gosh.
That might go up there. That might be the winner.
Yeah.
Look at the marbling on that.
You know what we're going to look at the marbling? Your casket. That's what
it's going to be a meat casket.
Yeah, we're going to make an edible casket.
We'll have a prime sticker across the casket.
We won't have Brady cremated. We'll have him smoked. Oh, it's a great idea. But yeah, if you have a sticker on the back of your car celebrating meat, you're going to die before 60 for sure. Probably in your 50s. Gotta have that big ribeye sticker on the back of my brand new vehicle I worked hard to buy. I'm ruining that. Meat! Yeah, a wheel of pizza on the back of your car. It's the same thing, Wheaties. You're celebrating something that's too simple to get. Wheel of pizza got you thinking, didn't it? You'd like to see that on the back of the Lincoln Outback.
I'd wrap the whole car.
if that were...
like a wedge.
Would you do that? The brand new Lincoln Outback you have in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And some pizza place said, if you make your car look like a giant pizza slice, like Truly Nolan even. It's 3D.
And they said, we'll wrap it.
Free pie for a year. You get one a week for a year. And it's good pizza. Would you embarrass yourself and drive around in a slice of pizza?
It's very tempting.
I don't like that your eyes.
It's very tempting.
I don't like that you're thinking about it. Pizza's like $18.
Yeah,
and you don't need one a week. You would do this. Look at him.
You know he was salivating.
That's a close call.
But it's got an attachment on the front. That makes the point of the. It's not just stickers.
Yeah, it's a full wrap.
Not a wrap.
I'm picturing
you're driving a slice.
You're driving the Oscar Mayer mobile, only not as cool.
But the only thing I could see working, and I'd be all right with that, was like a Malnati's, you know, a deep.
Oh,
dish.
So you're thinking of different variations of what slice you would order,
Or just a driving Lincoln lasagna? You know, if it was an Italian restaurant,
just paint it yellow. It kind of looks like a lasagna now. So you would maybe do that.
Maybe.
All right. If there's a pizza place out there that's willing to decorate Brady's car like a Christmas tree of pizza.
You're getting, I mean, it's.
Do it.
I'll entertain the idea, but, you know, pizza a week, I don't know.
What's the price for you to be the world's biggest jackass? What is the cost of this?
That's what I'm saying.
Because the first week it's funny, and then after a while.
About a month into it.
You have to go to some nice charity event or something, and you got to valet that thing. And you have to drive it. How about this? They make you go to like an event a month in the pizza car. But all right, you get two pies.
That's a lot of time.
Two pies a week. For 52 weeks. That's 104 free pizzas. And all you have to do is swallow what's left of your pride and drive around with a slice of pie.
Not there yet.
How about a big team?
We're not there yet.
We make your car a tomahawk steak, and you get one a month from Steak 44.
Talking about meat mobile?
Steak 44? I think I'm not in on that.
Steak 44 wrap?
Once a month, you get a Steak 44 meal.
Now you're getting really close. Yeah.
Brady, that's about $200. Have some goddamn pride.
For two? I'm going to run that bill to 400.
You're not.
A month.
You don't
We're getting closer.
You don't drink. You're not going 400 a month there. Maybe 250. A month, so you can have no pride every day.
Can you imagine that?
Yes, I can.
The Lincoln filet?
I also imagine not talking to you anymore.
Like, the back is like you can see the...
Yeah, and it's shrink wrap. Like, it's still in the... Yeah.
Well, it's Steak 44. It's not like he's going a Sizzler wrap or anything on his truck. I mean, jeez.
But you'd think he was a Sizzler guy, because his car's a T-bone.
That's true, too.
He's a douchebag. Like, if one of those jack-in-the-box bobbleheads that's just a giant T-bone that bobbles around on the top of your car, I think you'd do it. I'm looking at a face of a guy who really thinks this might not be a bad plan.
I'll entertain some options.
Well, all right. Well, restaurants, please, by all means. Let me be the moderator. I'm in the middle here. It's just Holmberg at 98kupd.com. If you have a restaurant and you'd like Brady to thoroughly embarrass
himself agent?
As a massive whore for a steak, which is not hard to come by. I want it to be Outback.
Probably won't happen.
Outback gets you as many steaks as you want.
You know, I can only go so many sirloins. Oh, any cut? Any kind of?
Anything.
Yeah. Cause...
All you got to do is call up and Outback brings it. No?
Not my wheelhouse.
Not a Bloomin' Onion guy?
I mean, it's not bad, but.
Outback's beneath you, and you're willing to drive a T-bone for day to day.
Yeah.
I got
my priorities.
That's right. Wow.
Although the Outback wrap would look pretty cool. Throw a little Foster's in there. I'll think about it.
Mm-mm.
He's really considering this.
Man, this is pathetic. Again, get that meat casket ready. We're about ready to smoke, Brady. Smoke them, man. 420, bro. All right. We'll get you in there. It's 620. You know what that means? Then in a time zone 2 hours ago, 420. So somewhere between California and Hawaii right now, maybe parts of Alaska, it's 420. Smoke up, bro. Wake and bake.
There was a big, huge bong in the fraternity house I went to, and they wanted to call it the Towering Inferno, but of course the Wheaties were too smoked up, and it was Towering Inferno.
They spelled it wrong.
They forgot the N. I mean, went all out on this thing.
And before Wheaties get all over me, I also think St. Patrick's Day is dumb, I think, because it's beer. If you want to do that, you can do it every day. Yeah, we don't have Getting Laid Day. And that should be a thing. Like, that should be a real thing.
Well,
that's hard to get.
You'll have people come back on the steak and BJ.
That's not a thing.
Yeah.
It's steak and BJ Day is
not. They're trying.
Nobody's trying. You have to get women involved in steak and BJ Day, and they roll their eyes at it. No quality woman.
Well, now there's a lot more guys involved in that.
How good does the woman look that comes in happy about steak and BJ Day? Picture her. She's a mountain. It's front butt. Front butt like steak and BJ. No beautiful woman comes in and goes, all right, steak and BJs. They don't want that. Steak and BJ is a gay holiday. Because we think about it, like, it's a fantasy. It's basically BJ steak and anal before the steak starts passing. Yeah, it's silly. Anyway. Well, good luck with your 420 today. Being completely stoned and useless all day long on a weekday is always really good idea.
I'm gonna drive for a pork butt day. Try to do that too.
Have a big ham. Your car is a ham. I want that
spiral cut.
You get a spiral once a week. You get a honey baked ham, as often as you want.
Yeah,
you can throw them out as
ham
gifts,
parties.
And if you just have to drive a ham,
I'd do the Lincoln Bacon Mobile. That'd be pretty sweet.
For all the bacon you could eat, you drive a slice of bacon.
We're getting closer, John.
You got a problem.
We're getting closer.
You got what I call a problem.
I got a slight problem.
Yeah, it's 6:23. Let's get a wake-up song for this thing. I'm sure you're going to call up. Just, you know, don't worry about it. 585-9800. A good one. We'll scream it together. It's 98KBD. Wake up!
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98.